Bibles ready to study. And if you'll be turning to the book of John in the 18th chapter, that's where we'll begin our study in just a moment of time. John 18. Good to have the Houchins visiting with us. Brother Larry and Sister Linda. I believe he preached for over 50 years between Texas and California and out in the West Coast, and he's retired and moved to Tennessee. He and Frank are about the only two preachers I know that retired. They've shown wisdom. I think right now I'm supposed to work up to lunch until the day I die, until I can retire. But we're so thankful that they're here and appreciate them coming and being with us this morning and the work that he's done in the kingdom. If you're visiting with us and you're not a member of the Church of Christ, we're delighted to have you in our study. Encourage you to get your Bible and study with us. If you find I've taught something wrong, I stand to be corrected. In a few moments, we'll stand and sing the song that's been suggested. If you've not put on Christ in baptism, all things have been made ready where you can confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and upon your confession be immersed into Christ for the remission of sins. In the book of John, in the 18th chapter, if you will, look at two verses with me for the thought of our study. Look at verse 17 to begin. Then the servant girl who kept the door said to Peter, "You are not also one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." Then if you take your Bible, drop down to verse 25. Now Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. Therefore they said to him, "You are not also one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." I am confident that most of you recall the incident in the life of the Apostle Peter at this time when he denied the Lord at least on three occasions. And at this time, what I desire to do is to put into your mind and my mind the question that was put before Peter. Art thou not one of his disciples? And I want you to think about that question. The first thing I want to put into our minds is that it was a direct question. When they looked at that man, Peter, they asked him directly, "Are you one of his disciples?" And that is a very direct question. Secondly, it was a very simple and plain question. There was no misunderstanding what those individuals were asking. They were plain, they were simple, they were direct in the question they put before Peter at that time. But thirdly, it was also a question that he could not avoid. When they looked at him and said, "Are you not also one of his disciples?" That question was so direct, so simple, and so plain that he could not misunderstand it. He could not play ignorant about it. That man would have to give an answer in the definitive or the negative. He would have to say yes or no. And it was a question that he could not avoid. But at this time, what I'd like to do is keep this question in our mind and take note of some of the replies that are given. When people are asked, "Are you not one of the disciples?" I want you to think about some of the different answers that are given. First of all, some will say they are not Christians, that they are not disciples of Jesus Christ, and they truthfully say so. There are some, when this question is put to them, they say no, they say it in a truthful manner. There are those that are atheists. They make no proclamation whatsoever to be followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. They just outright, or in a straightforward manner, will deny that there ever was a Christ. And they will deny the virgin birth, they'll deny the resurrection, and they'll deny that He reigns in heaven. And so I want to put in your heart this morning that those individuals say, "No, I am not a disciple of Christ," and they so rightfully. Then there are the ungodly. If you take your Bible, turn to the Roman letter and the first chapter. And when you come to the Roman letter and the first chapter, you read beginning in verse 29, where Paul talks about those people who are so far in sin, they not only rejoice in such sin, but rejoice to get others to do the same. And he begins with a list saying they were filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful. Now look at verse 32. After saying they're filled with all unrighteousness in verse 29, he says in verse 32, they know the righteous judgment of God. Who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Notice they rejoice when one is engaged in sinful activity. These people would certainly make no claim to be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thus, they say no to this direct, simple question, and they do so rightfully. They are not disciples of Jesus. But secondly, I want you to think about a second group of people. When they are asked, are you one of the disciples of Christ? Some say yes, when they should say no. When you think about this second group, this is those that when they're asked this direct question and this simple question, they should say no. They should say no because they are practicing religious error. And I want you to think about those that are far from God because they do not look at what the Bible declares, but they follow the teaching of man. In your Bible, in the book of Matthew and the 15th chapter, in verse 9, you remember that Jesus said, they teach vain doctrine. They worship me in vain, following and teaching the doctrines of men. Here were people who claimed to be the worshipers of Christ, yet in reality they were not, for they were following and doing and practicing the doctrines of men. In Colossians chapter 2, you recall when the Apostle Paul was writing to the church at Colossae, that he says in verse 23 that some were engaged in will worship or self-imposed religion. Notice what is said in verse 23. These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. They showed man to be righteous when they really were not disciples of the Lord. They made their own religion. You remember the ones in Matthew 6, those that put on a good front, those that acted like they were righteous, and yet, my friend, they were in error because they were doing it to be seen of men instead of to glorify God. This, of course, would be true of a lot of people today who are living and practicing error, following the teachings of man, following the teachings of a man in the Vatican City, or following the teachings of any man instead of following the teaching of God. But then I'll tell you there's a second group that they say yes when they should say no, and that is those that are practicing hypocrisy. There are some who act the part of a child of the Lord and make reply to yes when they should say no because their life is lukewarm. In the Revelation letter and the third chapter, you remember in about verse 15, that here was a whole congregation full of people that proclaimed to be disciples of the Lord when they were so lukewarm that the Lord said He would spew them out of His mouth. He looked at the church at Laodicea and He said, you're comfortable, but you're not on fire. You have no zeal. He said, I'd rather you be cold or hot. Maybe your coldness would drive you to be hot. But He said, where you are in your comfortness and in your lukewarmness, it makes me sick. And so people who fail to present their lives before God as they should, those who practice hypocrisy, those who are not living sacrifices, as Paul said in Romans 12:1, I'll tell you, my friend, these are people that say with their lips they are followers of Christ, but yet fail to use their bodies to glorify God. They should say no. But there's a third group of people. While there are some who say they are not disciples, and rightfully so, and there are some who say they are disciples and should not say so, there are some who say no, they're not disciples, when they should have said yes. There are some, when faced with this direct and simple question, they reply no, when in reality they should have said yes. This was the case in regard to Peter. He said, no, I'm not a disciple of Christ, when he should have had enough faith and enough backbone to stand up and say yes. Here was a man who had been selected to be one of the apostles of Christ. He walked and talked with the Lord. And now, at this time, he says he is not a disciple of Christ, when he should have said, yes, I am his follower. But then I want you to think about something else. What's wrong with a person today when they're asked, are you a disciple? And they say no when they should say yes. Someone may say, well, they're a coward. Well, that's for sure. But how many are guilty of it today? In the business world, they don't want anyone to know that they have faith in Jesus Christ. They don't want anyone to know that they believe that He's the Son of God and that they're a member of the body of Christ. They're ashamed of Jesus. And I think about how many people today in recreation likewise tried to hide their faith. You want to know why churches are dying on the vine all over this country? There are a lot of people that are saying no to their faith, saying they're not a Christian, instead of standing up and proclaiming their faith. I'm confident that this has hurt the cause of Christ. I know that it will and has hurt the cause to find some who say no when they should say yes. I remember about hearing about a little boy that had been baptized into Christ. And he was going to go to camp. And his mother was afraid that when he got to camp, they'd make fun of him for being a Christian. But she didn't tell him anything. She just said, you remember your faith. And he went to camp and he came back. And she said, did anyone make fun of you for being a Christian? She said, no, Mama. She said, that's great. Did you find other Christians there? He said, no, Mama. And she said, well, what happened? He said, I never let anyone know. And I'll tell you, that's how a lot of people live their life. They never let anyone know about their faith. I'll tell you something. There are some of us who need to have enough backbone to stand up and say, yes, I'm a disciple of Christ. And that's our fourth point. There are some who say yes, and they mean it. They are the ones who try their very best with their ability to be true to the Lord. It reminds me of what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 27 when he talked about that he buffeted his body. We make that joke so often, I said it wrong. Buffeted his body that and brought it under subjection, lest when he preached to others, he would be disqualified. I want you to think about a man that disciplined his body. And Paul did all that he could to be true to the Lord. Peter was in that number. You notice that Peter came back to the Lord and he never denied the Lord again. You know what we need in our day and time? We need more men and women to stand up and say, yes, I'm a disciple of Christ, and mean it. And let people know what Jesus said in John 8:32, that you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. In John 17, you remember in verse 17, Jesus said, that sanctify thy word is truth. You know what we need? We need more people practicing what the Bible says. You know what we need in the year 2018? We need more people standing up and saying, yes, I'm a disciple, and not be ashamed to say that I'm a member of the body of Christ. Because I want to tell you something. You cannot escape the direct, simple, plain question. But I want to raise this question. What will your answer be if someone asked you, are you one of his disciples? Now think carefully. Can you honestly say yes and mean it because you're living for it? If you're here and you've never been baptized and need to make your life right or you need to be restored, our prayer is that you'll do so.